What do you take away from the president's visit to Latin America? What do you think his goals were, and in your estimation, was it a successful trip?
Well, I think, first of all, the importance of the Chavez smile and handshake is illustrated by your report just now on the jump in the book sales from number 54,000 to number 2. Everywhere in Latin America, enemies of America are going to use the picture of Chavez smiling and being with the president as proof that Chavez is now legitimate, that he's acceptable. He is a dictatorial figure. He is an anti-American figure. But what I find distressing is that this administration is opposed to looking for oil offshore, but the president bows to the Saudi king. The president is friends with Venezuela, whose biggest impact on us is that they sell us a lot of oil. And I just think that there's a shallowness about how they analyze things. It does matter to the world if the United States tolerates a vicious anti-American propaganda campaign and then smiles and greets the person who's systematically been anti-American for his entire career.
But you heard what the president said, that he does not believe that shaking the man's hand will endanger the strategic interests of the United States. So you disagree with that?
No, first of all, I think stopping us from drilling for oil endangers our strategic interests. But I think symbolically, we've had weakness in the last 2 weeks with North Korea. We have weakness with Iran. We have bowing to the Saudi king. We have weakness with Hamas. We have weakness with Cuba. And Cubans have not released a single political prisoner. And I think we have to recognize, if the administration wants to look at facts, that the record is even worse than the smiles and the handshakes.
But do you think he should not be trying to mend relationships with other world leaders?
How do you mend relationships with somebody who hates your country, who actively calls for the destruction of your country, and who wants to undermine you?
Well, we certainly have mended relationships with countries that have hated us in the past. Russia comes to mind. China comes to mind.
But we didn't rush over, smile, and greet Russian dictators.
Yes, we did.
We understood who they were. Yet you can talk. I'm not against him talking to Chavez. But
yes,
I think you
got
to talk to Chavez in a cold and distant way. Because Chavez openly, constantly attacks the United States, just as the Iranians are building a nuclear weapon every day. And smiling at them doesn't slow the nuclear weapon down a bit.